in America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. Crews have temporarily removed a 24,000-pound aluminum sculpture from on top of Kansas City's Bartle Hall. The artwork, which has been on the building along with three other pieces for more than two decades, was removed by crews in a helicopter Sunday. The Sky Station works were installed in 1994 as part of the city's public art program. The piece removed Sunday, undergoing repairs this week for a lightning strike and water damage. Kansas City Star reports dozens of spectators gathered nearby to watch the procedure. Nearly $1.3 million is what it'll cost for the repairs. It's covered by insurance. Reinstallation expected in September. And the fate of Manhattan High School's mascot could be decided this fall. The Manhattan Mercury reports that six of the seven Manhattan Ogden School Board members said in a meeting last week they were willing to discuss changing the mascot from Indians this fall. Mid-America Network News.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new, like Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash, now $2.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. Bring out your vehicle shine with Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash, $2.99 during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon. Egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
An old convent in Kansas City, Kansas is being turned into a home that will focus on older foster children. A nonprofit group bought the old convent last fall for $175,000. J.E. Dunn Construction will oversee a budgeted $300,000 renovation. The Kansas City Star reports that some of the work will be donated. The home is to open by August in time for the school year. Kansas City, Kansas police say one of the department's detectives was shot and wounded near Kansas Speedway. Police Chief Terry Ziegler tells KMBC-TV, confirming that the gunfire happened early Monday afternoon. He offered no immediate details on the detective's medical condition. It's not immediately clear what led to the shooting. AP left messages with a Kansas City, Kansas police spokeswoman. Those were not immediately returned. Terry Ziegler tweeting out that one of the detectives were shot near the speedway. He said he didn't know how serious the injury was. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Officials say a tornado that swept through a rural southeast Nebraska town destroyed a home while the homeowner hung on to a tree outside. The National Weather Service in Omaha reported that at least one tornado touched down yesterday afternoon near Nehaka, south of Omaha. Officials say the homeowner didn't make it inside by the time the tornado arrived in the area, so he grabbed a hold of a tree and he rode it out. With Donald Trump as the new presumptive Republican presidential nominee, turnout could be smaller than expected in a Nebraska primary that will decide a GOP challenger for the congressional delegation's lone Democrat, as well as a handful of legislative contests. Now the top race on the ballot isn't competitive, and campaigns in the down-ticket races are left wondering how and if a smaller showing will affect their candidates. I'm Stephanie Austin.
New trailers, used trailers, and rental trailers. They're waiting for you at S&S Trailers in Ness City, Kansas. Now's the time to reserve your grain trailer for wheat harvest. Call them today for Mauer and Tempty grain trailers from 24 to 42 foot, single and double axle. A big wheat harvest means it could be short supply on trailers. If you're hauling heavy loads, S&S Trailer sells BWS easy-to-load detachable trailers. It's the only way to haul heavy loads. S&S Trailers, Ness City, Kansas. Call today, 785-798-3666.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at givemeanedge.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Call us today at 620-225-2233 and sign up for the demo at givemeanedge.com.
Blue Valley Telecommunications. Extraordinary products, extraordinary service. Connect with the pros.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and heard a budget request and update from Ed Henry with Twin Valley Developmental Services. He requested $55,000, which is the same as the previous year. They have closed a 7-unit home in Greenleaf due to a shortage of staff. Their overall budget has been decreased by 10% to just short of $5 million, in part due to several clients passing and the state not funding clients waiting for services. Discussion with the Agency on Aging director, who indicated the Frankfort Community Care Home is seeking an appraisal and would consider selling the Frankfort Nutrition site. The county may be interested in purchasing that building. Washington County Commissioners met Monday and continued discussion on a potential tax rebate program for new or expanding businesses. The county attorney will continue work on the program. No decisions were made. Ed Henry with Twin Valley Developmental Services outlined the potential general public transportation program for Washington County and will return with additional information. The county health administrator requested and received approval for an open house at the new health department building scheduled June 1st from 3 to 5 p.m. No decisions were made after considering dropping county-provided cell phones and providing a stipend for those required to carry a phone for county use. Commissioners received notice that Jennifer Hilchen is resigning from the Washington County Hospital Board. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday. The Road and Bridge Department is scheduling county auction January, June 4th, 10 a.m. Items to be listed were considered. Three Sabetha students and one from Nemahal Central were chosen as finalists for the Washburn Be Ready Challenge. $500 contribution for each to prepare a business plan was approved from the Commissioner's Fund. Consideration will be given a request for $16,000 to provide grant matching funds for repairs and restoration of the old Nemahal County Jail and Sheriff's Residence. Discussion with the Senior Services Director included the potential of offering Medicare transportation for all county residents, potential of building a new senior center in Seneca, and grant writing for future projects.
Some Gage County voters will go to the polls on Tuesday for the primary election. Filed for the Wymore City Council, Ward 1 are Daniel Hawkins, Andrea Welch, Max Allen, and Patrick Kanslin. A primary election for the Democratic County Supervisor, District 6, will be decided between candidates John Hill and Robert Dorn. Polls open at 8 a.m., closing at 8 p.m. Tuesday in Gage County for the primary election. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds taxpayers the second half of personal property taxes are due May 10th. Pay online or at the County Treasurer's Office or any local bank in Marshall County. They'll also accept payments with a postmark by May the 10th. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region, prompting thunderstorm warnings last evening. Significant hail and heavy rains were noted. Baseball-sized hail in parts of Washington County. Hardest hit with rainfall, several inches reported in the southeast portion of Washington County. That also prompted flood advisories. Dorothy S. Volker, age 93, passed away on Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 8, at the church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Volker. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato and gravy, a roll, green beans, strawberries and bananas, and cake. Tomorrow, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, tossed salad, and apricots. Check of the school and community calendar. North Central Kansas League Junior High track meet at Chapman this afternoon. Softball teams at Nemahal Central. The baseball team at Nemahal Central. And the golf meet yesterday, the league golf meet, will be postponed until today, scheduled at 9 a.m. That's in Clay Center. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Expecting dry conditions across the area for today as an area of low pressure continues to exit further away on off to the east, but another system working in from the west for the night tonight and into your Wednesday does bring some more scattered shower and storm activity to the forecast. Those highs approaching that 80-degree mark by this afternoon, but turning cooler for the day on Wednesday with a cloud cover and rainfall or back to highs closer to the upper 60s. Dry conditions then for your Thursday, those highs near 70, before another shot at some showers and storms into Friday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, For today, any patchy fog early gives way to mostly sunny skies. High temperatures approaching 80. Then for tonight, some increasing cloud cover with a chance for some late night showers and storms will fall back to a low in the upper 50s. For the day on Wednesday, cloud cover, showers and storms likely in the upper 60s. Sunny skies for your Thursday near 70. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
We received another quarter inch of rain overnight at the KNDY studios in Marysville. Average high temperature early May, 74. Record high on this date, 95 in 2011. The average low, 52. The record low is 30 in 1980. Sunset this evening, 8:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:13. Sunshine, 48 degrees. Barometer, 29.73 inches. Winds are light. Again, thunderstorms fired around 5 o'clock last evening. Didn't exit the area until close to around 9 p.m. Heavy rainfall, several inches in some areas, notably southeast Washington County. That was also the bullseye for the greater of the hail concentration. We had about a quarter inch of rain again overnight here at studios, including last evening's activity. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 10th of May. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Let Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville help you celebrate your graduate and the places they'll go. Say congratulations with a special frame, photo album, or keepsake book. They also have nifty ways of giving money or gift cards in fun tins, toys, and cards. If you're hosting a graduation party, make sure to check out their selection of graduation napkins and other trimmings. And graduates, check out their fun selection of mortarboard decorations. Let Reflections Hallmark help you celebrate your graduate's journey and all the places they'll go. Keepsake moments happen every day. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville will help you capture those moments on Saturday with their Dream Book Party. The anticipation of Christmas builds months in advance. On Saturday, Reflections Hallmark will help you complete your Dream Book wish list. Hallmark Keepsake Christmas Ornaments. From commemorating long-awaited firsts to celebrating a milestone to simply decorating in a favorite theme, nothing gets to the heart of the moments that truly matter like keepsake ornaments. Saturday at Reflections Hallmark.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Weekly crop progress and condition report out late yesterday from USDA showed another good week of progress. Corn planting now 64% complete around the country. Last week we're at 45%. The five-year average is 50. 63% of the Kansas corn has now been planted. The number in Nebraska is 53. 27% of the nation's corn has now emerged versus 13 a week ago. The average is 17. Kansas, the number 38. Nebraska, 15% of their corn emerged. Soybean planting, pretty good progress also this week. 23% versus 8 a week ago. The average is 16. Nebraska has 13% soybean planted. Kansas at 6. Sorghum planting getting underway is still primarily in the south, 30% now complete. Kansas just getting started. Nebraska now has 5% of their sorghum planted. Well, the hard red winter wheat condition, good to excellent. A little change from last week. This week, 62%. Good to excellent. Last week, the number was 61. Now, a year ago, we were at 44. Wheat headed, 57% of the nation's wheat versus 42 a week ago. The average, though, is 44. In Nebraska, 10%. But in Kansas, 73% of the wheat is headed out. Now, the five-year average in Kansas is just 46%. So you can see quite ahead on that progress of the hard red winter wheat crop. Conditions in Kansas, by the way, 56% good to excellent, 66% in Nebraska. You can find the full national report at agview.net. China imported more than 7 million metric tons of soybeans during April. That's a record for the month, a 50% increase from the record month of March. China's soybean buys for the first 4 months of the year stand at 23.3 million metric tons, up 11% from a year ago. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning.
Well, today is the day USDA's first supply and demand forecasts for the 2016-2017 crop year.
Back on March 31st, USDA released its report on farmers' planting intentions. However, analysts at the Agriculture Department's Outlook Board did not incorporate those acreage figures into last month's World Ag Supply and Demand Report, which they simply call the WASDE. But the May WASDE report, which will be out in just a few hours now, will work those acreage figures into our very first outlook for the 2016-17 marketing year. Seth Meyer, chairman of USDA's Outlook Board, says not only will his group be doing revisions of this past year's crop production, supply, and use for the U.S., but for other countries. Plus, as we said, starting this month, the process is doubled as they look at prospects for the crop being planted right now. So a huge undertaking.
We have to update an entire world balance, incorporate those prospective plantings, at the same time come up with area supply and demand for countries around the world.
So we'll have that first early look at this coming marketing year's production, possible use, and even price at noon Eastern Time Tuesday. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
It will be interesting to see how the markets react to this information, as it always does. Taking a look at soil temperatures, we are seeing a slow warm-up across Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma the last couple of days. Nebraska's soil temperatures running in the range from the mid-50s in the panhandle sections of the state to the low 60s in the far southeastern corner of Nebraska. We're seeing a tier of counties in western Kansas that are stuck in the low 50s, but that warms to the mid-60s as we get farther to the east and south across Kansas. And in Oklahoma, mid-50s in the panhandle, that warms to the mid-60s across the northern tier of counties. Soil temperature report, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
A CropQuest consultant is more important than ever in today's economy. We know that you can't afford to make a mistake in your farming operation. Make every operating dollar count. A CropQuest consultant brings the knowledge you need to make the right decisions. You can't afford not to have us. Call us today at 620-225-2233 to connect with a CropQuest consultant. That's 620-225-2233. Or find us online at CropQuest.com. Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great, but it's also a naturally nutrient-rich source of 10 essential nutrients. Evidence shows that protein plays an important role in maintaining healthy weight, building muscle, and fueling physical activity. May is Beef Month, so stock up now for your great summer grilling season. Beef, it's what's for dinner. This May Beef Month message brought to you by Capel Sales, your cattle feeding equipment professionals, specializing in vertical mixtures and feedlot delivery boxes, as well as the entire Premier Forage equipment line. In Dodge City, call for more information at 866-649-4444.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Cuba could become a major buyer of American grain, but they want more than just our grain. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
It appears we are headed toward a renormalization of trade with Cuba, and that could be good news for Farming America. Tom Slate is president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council. He says if Cuba bought 100% of its corn from us, Cuba would be our fourth largest export partner. But he says they want more than just our grain.
They're looking for partners in progress, I'd like to call it. You know, not just go down there and sell them something, but who wants to work with these sectors to help them improve, to improve life for Cubans. And, you know, they're hoping to open up tourism to help their economy grow as well.
Of course, not everybody's on board with increasing Cuban trade. Some of the presidential candidates have said we should just scrap the whole deal. How does the Grains Council deal with that?
It's not very heartening to watch this, but You know, we've seen this happen before, you know, where, you know, we get into an anti-trade environment and basically we're kind of just trying to keep our head down, you know, waiting till the election will come, Americans will decide, and then I think we'll have, you know, an engaged conversation on trade. A country that only has 4% of the world's population needs to be engaged in world trade, and most everyone realizes this. So the rhetoric is pretty special right now, let's just say, in Washington. And we think that as we get past the conventions, as we get past the election, we'll get back to normal, quote unquote, and start talking about trade and start talking about the importance of these trade agreements, especially to U.S. agriculture.
Tom Slate, the president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council. Some unfinished business. Last week I told you about the nominees for Farm Mom of the Year, and today I will tell you about the winner of the Farm Mom of the Year contest for 2016. She is Mary Courtney. Mary and her husband began their farming operation from scratch in 2008, the same year they welcomed their first son. As a new mom, she taught herself payroll taxes and now manages a crew of 18 migrant workers, plans, produces, and markets an abundance of local fruits and vegetables, contracts grain, and teaches the oldest kids how to bottle feed calves. She is also an advocate for agriculture and is involved in lessening food fears of consumers. She started a Touch the Dirt Day and is involved in various ag literacy efforts. She was selected to serve as a director for a major multi-state ag lender because of her passion and voice for young farmers. So congratulations to Mary Courtney, the 2016 Farm Mom of the Year. Back after this.
The Beatty Farmers Union Co-op Association is committed to keeping up with your farming practices, offering grain storage, feed, fertilizer, seed, chemicals, propane and refined fuels, custom liquid and dry application. Check their website, BeattyCoop.com, for grain and livestock market updates, futures and market commentary, cash bids, plus local weather, local updates, and more. Online at BeattyCoop.com. See your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY. 48 sunshine this morning. Had a quarter inch rain last night. Some more, some less. Some areas substantially more. Southeast Washington County had a report to several inches, some areas, and up to baseball size hail, some areas. We had no hail, just thunderstorm warnings last evening. Finally moved out of the area late. Highs up around 80 today. Going to be the warmest day this week.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Carlos Beltran hit two of New York's five solo homers in the first three innings off an ineffective Chris Young, and Aroldis Chapman allowed a run in his Yankees debut before closing out a 6-3 victory over the slumping Kansas City Royals last night. Brian McCann, Brett Gardner, and Aaron Hicks also went deep to help the Yankees win the opener of a four-game series against the defending World Series champions. Alex Gordon and Eric Hosmer homered for the Royals, who have lost 10 of 13. Ivan Nova gave the Yankees a good effort in his first start of the season, pitching in place of the injured lefty C.C. Sabathia. Nova was pulled after 81 pitches, one out short of qualifying for a win, but New York's fortified bullpen held Kansas City at bay. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
In the NBA, it took Steph Curry about three quarters to find his rhythm last night after missing the Warriors' previous four games with a sprained right knee. He was unstoppable after that as he helped Golden State take 3-1 lead in the NBA's Western Conference semifinals. Curry scored 27 of his 40 points over the fourth quarter and overtime to lead the Golden State to a 132-125 triumph of Portland. He had 17 of the Warriors' 21 overtime points, including their first 12 of the extra period. He drained 3 3-pointers in overtime and secured the victory by hitting 2 free throws in the closing seconds. Meanwhile, Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat have knotted their Eastern Conference semifinal series at 2 apiece with a comeback victory against Toronto. Wade hit 2 big baskets and finished with a game-high 30 points as the Heat downed the Raptors 94-87 in overtime. I'm Stephanie Austin.
A salute to the seniors in the class of 2016 of Hanover High School. From OK Service, Ricky's Cafe, B&W Electric, Citizen State Banks, Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, and Blue Valley Telecommunications. Graduation Sunday at 1 in the Hanover High School Gymnasium. Seniors include Shelby Bruna, Nicole Dietrich, Paige Debley, Austin Freeman, Brandon Gurley, Daria Hoyer, Devin Gentleman, Paul Cruzy, and Trey Losey. Congratulations, Hanover High Class of 2016. From Blue Valley Telecommunications, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic, Citizen State Banks, B&W Electric, Ricky's Cafe, and OK Service.
Highland Community College Western Center would like to congratulate all area high school and college graduates, and they would like to extend a special congratulations to their graduates. Go Scotties! The Western Center is home to diesel technology, industrial welding, medical office assistant programs, and building trades programs. This fall, they are adding precision agriculture and engineering graphics and technologies. Enroll today for general education classes or technical training. From here, you can see anywhere. For more information, visit highlandcc.edu.
KNDY.